music.
From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
What's this instrument here called? I can never remember. Singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Greetings everyone. I've said this could be my finest hour 202 times to be precise. That was the 203rd. I think I might actually mean it this week. I'm just looking down the track list and I'm so very proud of the songs that I've chosen. There's not actually any new releases this week because I got started on a little bit of a theme and it's resulted in one of the best playlists I've ever put together, I think. That was Tom Waits with Rain Dogs. The instrument at the beginning that I can never remember the name of, let me explain. It is, of course, an accordion. For some reason, I have a mental block where the name of that instrument is concerned. African instruments, no problem. You know, things that you rarely hear of, like kalimbas and stuff like that. But for some reason, the accordion always sticks on the top, the name of the thing. So I've chosen a playlist that mostly consists of accordion-based songs, or certainly songs that feature an accordion. That was, of course, Tom Waits with Rain Dogs. This next one, this is the Gotan Project in Epoca, and I don't know if you remember this, but a couple of years ago, I went on holiday to the Dominican Republic with Mrs. Badger, and I heard this tune playing from a little bar near the swimming pool that we're in. And I was like, what is that? That's amazing. And I recorded it, and I took it home, and I fed this recording through my speakers at home, and I Shazammed it, and I found out what it was. I'm very proud of myself, feeling like I was returning from another world with some treasure. I played it on the show and educated everybody on the Gotan Project. It had, of course, been used on some enormous advert or other, and everybody but me had heard it. But not being a television-watching kind of guy, I mean, I do watch TV, but I tend to watch stuff that I've recorded so I can whiz through the adverts, I'd completely missed it. The Gotan Project is a musical group based in Paris. The musicians are Philip Cohen Solal, who's French, Eduardo Makarov, who's an Argentine, and Christophe H. Muller, who is Swiss. Amazing album, actually. I think you should get it. It's the second album that they do is called La Revancha del Tango. This is the most famous song from it. The second of our accordion songs today. Let's hope we can shift that mental block forever. This is the Gotan Project with Epocha.
Desapareció en mí, aparecerá. Creyeron que murió, pero renacerá. Llovió y un chico adivinó. Oímos una voz y desde un tango, rumor de pañuelo blanco. Apareció
wonderful. Epoca by the Gotan Project, and that's the second of our accordion tunes this week. The album La Revancha del Tango, that song is from, features a collaboration with Calexico, who have their own accordion player, of course. I'll be playing something by them in a little while because, you will be very surprised how many tunes that you love have got accordion threaded through them. To look at the instrument, you'd think polka, maybe a Gein Lederhosen. Not very cool, but you'd be surprised how many great tunes it's in. Anyway, to break from the theme of this week's show, the accordion, I nearly forgot it then. It's a real mental block. I wonder if I was abused by an accordion as a child and I've somehow blocked it out of my memory. Preposterous. Alan Forrester's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation from The Chills. It's a song called Pink Frost. This is a textbook Song for Guy recommendation, given that they were a band that was around for two decades throughout the 80s and the 90s. A very patchy, troubled history. The only member of the band to remain throughout their career together was the lead singer. He was the only constant member of the band. Let me just get his name up here. Yes, Martin Phillips. He had all kinds of health problems related to his drug addiction, hepatitis in particular. Very sad, but this song is fantastic. I've never heard of the band before. I've certainly never heard the tune. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, that's the way to do it. Something that I've overlooked, either because it's in a totally different style of music, or because it's old, or because it's from another country, where the Chills were much bigger in New Zealand than they were here. Thank you so much, Alan, up there in Edinburgh. A fine use of reverb, Alan says in his email. I can't help but agree. I think the guitarist here shares something of the essence of the Walkmen, the Walkmen's guitarist. I wonder if the Walkmen are aware of the Chills. This is Pink Frost. Thank you, Alan Forrest. Very, very cool. Pink Frost by The Chills, a song for Guy recommendation from Alan Forrest. So, I have an obsession with the accordion, only because I can never remember its name. Obviously, I've based the theme of the show on it this week, so that's quite easy. Can you hear somebody mowing the lawn? That's because it's Wednesday afternoon while I'm pre-recording this tune. Beautiful day here in North Manchester. It's always beautiful whether it rains or shines around here. Anyway, yes, Talking Heads, Road to Nowhere. This has got some great accordion work in it. Here we go. Where do we go?
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want.
There we go, Talking Heads and Road to Nowhere. Who'd have thought? Eh? The accordion is cool. Let's bring it back. Can somebody make me a t-shirt with an accordion on it? I'd love that. Double XL. Let's not be a body fascist about it. Am I allowed to ask for gifts through the BBC? I think there's probably a moral issue there.
BBC introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds or Reading next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maida Vale Studios.
BBC introducing is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter and the antimatter.
LCD Sound System. This, for instance, is a modern band that I completely missed at the time. I didn't listen to my drummer Jupp, who's been a fan for years. I've only just got into him in the last few weeks. This song was suggested as Elbow's new buzz-up tune. That was the theme of last week's show, and it's been gratefully accepted as just that. So I can't stop playing it. It's my favourite song at the moment. It was a song for Guy recommendation from John Tuck, originally. Thank you so much, John. Thanks, Jupp. I'll listen to you in future. I'm playing LCD Sound System now because they share something with Talking Heads. It's all of a sort of very similar ethos. This is a great tune. It's called All My Friends.
Everyone knows George Martin as the record producer who was nicknamed the Fifth Beatle for his creative and pioneering work with the Fab Four. But this quiet gentleman of the music industry was already the producer of many well-known pieces by the time he took a chance on four unknown Liverpool boys. From Nelly the Elephant to 633 Squadron, from the theme from The Archers to the jazz of Humphrey Lyttelton, the 50s were strewn with fine examples of his gentle but sure-footed approach to production, which seemed to bring out the best in every artist he met. But perhaps some of his most inspired and entertaining work at the time was in comedy, with a roll call that included Flanders and Swan, The Goons and Spike Milligan. He wove together music, spoken word and sound effects with as much skill and comic timing as the artists themselves, and produced moments of pure brilliance, such as Peter Sellers singing All the Things You Are. From Sellers' doddery, toothless lisp to the romantic swell of strings, it's a funny and endearing flight of fancy and a perfect example of the versatility and wit of perhaps the best producer of the 20th century. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
You are the promised kiss of springtime, what makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. My happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine. You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the love.
Here, Dad, how much longer you gonna be in that bathroom?
Oh, blimey, I can't get a shaving piece in this house. Oh. Lonely winter. Oh.
Courtesy of the Beckopedia, that was the late, great Peter Sellers and All the Things You Are, helped out by George Martin from the Beatles. More Beckopedia next week. So, accordion. What's the next accordion tune? Who'd have thought that Susie Sue would be associated with an accordion, eh? But the accordion on the little breaks in this, just before the big drum things, amazing, beautifully played. Here we go, it's Peekaboo. We'll be right back.
Summertime. Somebody mows the lawn. A bird sings. All that's missing is the thwack of willow on buttock. Sorry about that. Leather on willow is what I meant. That tune just then was Susie and the Banshees and Peekaboo. Who'd have thought that such a cool tune would include something as cheesy as an accordion? So that's Tom Waits, The Gotan Project, Talking Heads, and Susie and the Banshees. More accordion later on. First of all, though, Malcolm Parry's been in touch. He says, Bell X1 guy, great live band, I've followed for many years. They're not very well known over here as they are in their native Ireland. They have a new CD coming out, start of April. Could you check out the track, Annalena? A real slow burner building to an uplifting crescendo. Reminds me of Radiohead, Kid A period. It'd be lovely to hear one of their tunes on your great show. Malcolm Parry in Edinburgh. Malcolm, thanks so much for your email. Again, a textbook Song for Guy recommendation. This is a new thing, isn't it? Bands that are excellent but didn't make it outside of their home country, perhaps, or just didn't make it in the UK. It's weird where bands are successful and where they're not. For instance, long after they were touring regularly and touring largely over here, Pure Essence, the band from Manchester, a great bunch of lads, were huge in Greece. There you go, who'd have thought it? Anyway, yeah, so do keep them coming. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. This is Bell X1, presumably named after the supersonic aircraft that the Americans built in the 40s. It's called Hey Annalena, and I love it. Wasn't it great? Hey Annalena by Bell X1. I'm going to research them, get into more of their stuff. Thank you very much to Malcolm Parry for the Song for Guy recommendation. We have another one now here from a young man called Peter Jobson. It's Split Part 2 by Groundhogs. Unsung heroes of 70s blues rock, says Peter. The classic album Split came out the year I was born, 1971. It's filthy blues rock at its best. Later, the Groundhogs played a number of concerts with the late, great John Lee Hooker, from whence they got their name. J.L. Hooker's song Groundhog Blues. Thank you very much, Peter Jobson. I happen to know that Peter listens to this show in the bath, mostly. That's because he's the bass player with I Am Clute, and he's been pushing this Groundhogs nonsense for long enough. I finally gave it a whirl, Pete, and you were right. I love it. It's got something with Steppenwolf. It's a bit Steppenwolfy. It's also got a lot in common with Love, Arthur Lee's Love. But you're quite right. It is dirty, filthy blues rock, of which you and I are both fans. Make sure you clean your undercarriage, mate. Here's the Groundhogs.
Yeah. think of things mundane. To get this terror from out my brain. Everything's so mad I can't explain. I must get hell before I go insane.
Marvellous. The Groundhogs and Split Part 2 as recommended from ace bass player with Iron Clute, Peter Alexander Johnson.
Six. Music. A million reasons to listen to Sean Keithley.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 63. He's got common sense.
Miley Cyrus's young fans certainly got an eyeful of their idol as she performed in hot pants. One gig guy said, I put my hand over my daughter's eyes on a few occasions.
If you were anything like a responsible parent, you should have put your hands over her ears.
Number 5011. He's green fingered.
Joanna Lumley above the face of National Love Your Lawn Week. To commemorate that, I am going to go home to etch Joanna Lumley's face into my back lawn.
Number 612,901. He's ambitious.
Is success going to ruin Six Music?
I predict that you're right, that we'll be great for another 3 or 4 years and then we'll get fat
and end up wearing jumpsuits.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Weekday mornings from 7.
BBC Six Music.
Who needs a million reasons to listen?
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
It's all about the accordion, not just for this programme, but for the rest of my life. I'm going to hook up with an accordion player because there's too many good tunes involving them, including this one from The. Peter Spike got in touch with this. I was very aware of this tune, actually, Peter, but I'll let it slip through the net. He's from Bury in Lancashire, which is, of course, where most of the band were born. He says, the song I recommend is by The. It's titled This Is The Day, and it's from Soul Mining. The first time I heard this, it blew me away. The lyrics are perfect for anybody who's been burning the candle at both ends. And let's face it, if you've been listening to this album, then the sun will always burn your eyes. Play this track and I'm sure you'll make lots of people gleam with a wry smile. Well, Peter, this is very much a part of my youth. The first time I heard this tune was in the Met Bar in Bury, which I'm sure you'll be aware of. There was a guy, a chef, that worked behind the bar called Jez Boogie. And I believe he put Soul Mining on. I'd heard The before, but this was an earlier album than I'd ever owned, and it is absolutely great. Thank you, Peter Spike, for the reminder. Here's The, This Is The Day, and more great accordion.
Your life will surely change. This is the day when things fall into
could have done anything. If you'd wanted, and all your friends and family think that you're lucky, but the sight of you will never cease when you're left alone with the memories that hold your life together like blue. Across a clear blue sky. This is the day your life will surely change. This is the day when things fall into place.
And this is the day. Wonderful. I was thinking the other day that I've not played any Nancy Elizabeth for ages. Turns out, Manchester being the small world that it is, that she's really good mates with my old friend Liz. And guess what? Liz says she's top. Let's have a listen to Nancy's cover of, well, you'll know the song, and it's a beautiful cover. Ladies and gentlemen, Nancy Elizabeth.
Good times for a change. You see the look I
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Hey,
Radiohead and Bloom from their latest album, The King of Limbs. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. We're concentrating on the accordion this week, but of course we have to occasionally deviate from the trail. Bloom by Radiohead, what a fantastic tune. Something that always happens when Radiohead release a record is everyone goes, oh, it's not as good as the last one. Oh, it's not as good as the last one. And then after about a year, they go, do you know, I think it's my favourite. I didn't like it at first, but I think it's my favourite. This is a sign of quality, everybody. And it happens every time Radiohead bring out an album. Slow burners, because they're subtle. They're subtle because the band are brilliant. There it is, Bloom from The King of Limbs. If you've not listened to it since you bought it, put it on again. I played a Tom Waits tune at the beginning of the show, and while I was flicking through which ones had accordion in them, I chose Rain Dogs, I came across this absolute classic. I have to play it. It's possibly one of his most famous tunes because recently it was the theme tune to The Wire. Elbow covered it actually in session for Dermot O'Leary, and we were very proud of our version. It is from the amazing Frank's Wild Years, which features Tom Waits on the cover playing, guess what, an accordion. This is Way Down in the Hole.
When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command, where you don't have to worry. If you hold on to Jesus' hand, we'll all be safe from Satan. When the thunder rolls, we just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
Atonal, Too Late backing vocals there on the fade out. Tom Waits and Way Down in the Hole. If you haven't got Frank's Wild Years, the album that's from, that's actually my personal favourite.
You know, that kind of wonderful music don't take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim was written in 1981 by The Stranglers and was one of the best-loved and most recognised songs of the 80s. A swirling haze of love and drug-induced euphoria, it was the soundtrack to many a teenage memory and an irresistible target for the audio assassins. First, habitual offenders and menacing mento madmen, the Jolly Boys, added another crime to their rap sheet as they slurred and growled their way through a version worthy of the Grim Reaper himself. Luckily, it escaped before they could grab their banjos and finish the job. Next, in a desperate attempt at hip, clean-cut crooners, the King Singers surrounded it in six-part harmony and dragged it, kicking and screaming to the middle of the road, before abandoning it to chase after a nervous-looking vocoder. Then, in an embarrassing act of New Age naff, Asher Quinn used a combination of noodly guitar, synthesized strings, and heavily reverbed vocals to hypnotize it into a snoring submission. It was only saved from certain death by the hoot of a passing panpipe. But when self-styled scrumpy and western band The Wurzels, with their freshly manured West Country accents, flexed their accordion, brandished their banjo, and prepared to plough straight through this seminal song, it was murder. Oh, Christ. Do you know, I was quite enjoying that then with the accordions. It was great until the bloody vocals started. That made me murderous. Gentlemen, please, if you would.
Like sun, blaze me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress, through the air she's heading west from far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
you have it, one of my favourite songs of all time, clutched from the jaws of death by the Stranglers. That was, of course, Golden Brown. More Moida next week.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamack, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Bluey Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamack.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
B-sides. I was thinking about B-sides the other day. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play three amazing B-sides in a row. These are three B-sides that have turned into favourites of mine by that artist. And that's what they have in common. The first one was, I believe, the B-side to One Love by the Stone Roses. It's beautiful. It appears on the album Turns Into Stone. It's called Something's Burning, and I love it. Something's Burning by the Stone Roses. It really takes me back, that. I absolutely love it. When I discovered it, it was while everybody was waiting for their second album, which is great, actually. It's a great record. But everybody was waiting for them to return from exile. Turns out they were on exile in my hometown of Bury towards the end. Mark Potter, our guitarist, delivered a pizza to them at Square One Studios in Bury, and we saw them walking down the street in Bury Town Centre. There you go. It was like finding Jesus in the barn. I always tell that story, and I always make the whistle down the wind reference at the end. Yeah, that was the Stone Roses and Something's Burning. I played it because it was a B-side to One Love, and it's become much more a favourite than the A-side. Similarly, with this tune from Talk Talk, I heard it on the collection called A-Sides, B-Sides, which is just a terrible pun. I'm going to blame the record company for that one. It's called It's Getting Late in the Evening, and at the time that it came out, it was pointing towards Spirit of Eden and Laughingstock, which, as you know, if you're a regular listener, are two of my favourite records ever by anyone. So here we go. This is the tantalising, beautiful, awkward, and eventually ethereal It's Getting Late in the Evening.
Thank you.
It's getting late in the evening by the amazing Talk Talk. It was a B-side, as was Something's Burning by the Stone Roses. And here's our third B-side. This is the Smashing Pumpkins and Landslide. It's actually a song by Stevie Nicks. The Smashing Pumpkins collection, Pisces Iscariot, is probably my favourite Pumpkins album. Isn't that strange? It's got loads and loads of beautiful rarities on it. Here's a nice little story. When we went to master our first album, We Being Elbow, we went into the townhouse in London with a lovely gentleman called Bunt Stafford Clark. What a great geezer. We were all kind of concerned, like, who is this guy? How do we know that he's the right guy to master? You hear all kinds of horror stories when you go into a mastering studio for the first time. Like, you can ruin an album in the mastering. I'm sure it's true, but only, you know, very rarely. Anyway, we were full of all these kind of first day at school horrors. And we met up with Bunt. So I very confidently said, despite being a bit of a whippersnapper, would you mind if we listen to something familiar so that we can accustom ourselves to the speakers that we're going to be using to master the record? Mastering, for those of you who don't know, is predominantly matching levels and tweaks, and you do little bits of equalisation. It's basically making all the recordings sit together in the right way on a record. So he said, yeah, be my guest. And I put on Pisces Iscariot by the Smashing Pumpkins. I chose that particularly because our first album was recorded in different studios. Some of them were 8 tracks that we'd done ourselves. Some of them had been done in Liverpool and some of them had been recorded in London. So I chose this B-sides album by the Pumpkins with which to test the speakers because it was B-sides and rarities from right throughout their career at that point. So it was lots of different kinds of recordings put together to make one album. And a bloody great job, whoever did it was, you see. So I put it on, and after 2 tunes, Ben said, what's this? And Bunt Stafford Clark said, it's the Smashing Pumpkins B-side album. What did they end up calling it? And I said, did you do this, Bunt? And he said, yeah. And I said, oh, we'll turn it off. We're in good hands. That's nice, isn't it? Anyway, here it is. This is the Stevie Nicks song, Landslide, sung by the very distinct voice of Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins.
Covered hill to landslide brown. down. I'll climb the mountain, I'll turn around. And if you see my reflection in the snow covered hill, landslide brought it down.
Great acoustic work there, lovely solo in the middle of that. That was Smashing Pumpkins with Stevie Nicks' Landslide. That's the name of that collection again, in case you want to buy it, because you should, because it's ace. It's Pisces Iscariot. Mary from County Durham has been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. She says, The Wolves, Act 1 and 2, Bon Iver. It reminds me of a friend who emigrated to America when we were teenagers. She left me this album as a gift to remember her by. Never fails to tug at my heart. The layers of voices and the simple guitar make it that much more emotional. I can't help but agree, Mary. Let's have a listen to it. Here he is, Bon Iver.
What might have been lost?
Spellbinding. Thank you, Mary in County Durham, for recommending that song. That was Bon Iver and the Wolves. Do recommend those tunes. It's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Do recommend those tunes.
Six. Music.
Mark Ratcliffe and Stuart McKelvey.
Do regard ourselves as Six Music's afternoon delight.
On BBC Radio Six Music.
Debaser by the Pixies.
You know that bit where he says, got me a movie. Ha ha ha!
Yeah.
I think that laughter sounds really false.
Forced. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anything funny was happening in the studio at that point.
Hi to James Aubrey Greenwood, who says, you guys, RRRROOOCKKKKK, you guys rock!
Ratcliffe and McConey.
I'm sorry about that, James. We'll try and rectify it.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
We could fold up a beer mat and put it underneath us, couldn't we? That would stop it,
yes,
wouldn't
it? Yes, it would.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Ha 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 ha!
Six.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
So it's the return of the gallery. Let's have a look here. I've had Devon Bianchi has been in touch, and she says, just thought I'd drop by to ask whether or not you still do the gallery feature on Your Finest Hour. Haven't heard you mention it in a while. Anyway, I've attached the picture that I painted as a means of procrastination while revising for my upcoming uni exams. See if you can guess who it is. Much love to you, Devon in Edinburgh. And she's, oh yes, it's a painting of me, but she's been very generous. I look far more handsome on her rendition than I do in real life. Thank you, Devon. That will go in the gallery. There we go. Rebecca Hughes says, ciao. I'm currently listening to the show from Latina in Italy, and the website says you're also in Italy at the moment. Hope you're having a lovely time wherever you are. Well, let's not talk about that, eh? I spent the weekend showing my friend round Rome, and I'm absolutely exhausted, she goes on to say. So I'm now relaxing to the lovely music on your show. Thank you so much, and enjoy Italy. Rebecca, originally from Southport. Rebecca, thank you very much. One more email this week. I really like this one. It's very specifically worded. This is from Hank. He says, hi, Guy. I'm sitting here in my kitchen getting drunk and eating these sugared almonds. It's like he's talking to himself. And eating these sugared almonds and enjoying your show. That Shepherdess song is amazing. That's what it's, oh, the Shepherdess song. The song from the Auvergne. The Baliero, I think it's called, from Songs from the Auvergne. Lots of comments on that tune, actually. I'm going to play it again next week because it touched a lot of people. He says it reminds him of the Diva soundtrack. Okay. I also forgot how good the first Coldplay album was as well. Best, Hank. Well, Hank, I shall try sugared almonds the next time I'm getting drunk at a kitchen table. Not something that happens very often, honest. It's been all about the accordion this week. We couldn't very well not play a Calexico tune. My favourite Calexico album is the first one I came to. I think that's often the case. Anyway, it's Hot Rail is the album. And this is a beautiful piece, very, very cinematic, called Untitled 3. And I think it's my favourite bit of accordion ever.
Thank you.
REM and No. That's the next tune, Calexico and Untitled 3. Gonna play an REM tune for you in a second. Again, featuring the accordion. One of my favourite of theirs. It's called You Are the Everything. Memories of childhood is what I get from this song. Let me read a little bit of the lyrics to you. Now, I'm reading these off an internet website. They're quite often wrong, these lyrics. Just recently, one of my songs was online. The tune is called The Night Will Always Win. It's an Elbow song. And in the song, I sing, I miss your stupid face. I miss your bad advice. Somebody put it online as, I miss your stupid face. I miss your battered thighs. Isn't that appalling? I miss your stupid face. I miss your battered thighs. Thanks for the miss here, whoever you are. I would take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror. Anyway, some Michael Stipe lyrics to counteract that pretty dark image. I think about this world a lot and I cry. And I've seen the films and the eyes, but I'm in this kitchen. Everything is beautiful and she's so beautiful. She is so young and old. I look at her and I see the beauty of the light of music. The voices talking somewhere in the house late spring. And you're drifting off to sleep. Now it says here, you're drifting off to sleep with your teeth in your mouth. And in the song, with your teeth in your mouth. I don't think it is. I've always heard it as, you're drifting off to sleep with the TV on now. With the TV on now. I've no idea. You are here with me. You are here with me. You have been here and you are everything. It's a very open, beautiful, gorgeous song. And it stars, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the accordion.
Sometimes I feel like I can't even sing. I'm very scared for this world. I'm very scared for me. This is travel and the engine. All you hear is time stand still in travel. You feel such peace and absolute stillness still that doesn't end but slowly drifts into sleep. The stars are the greatest thing you've ever seen. And they're there for you. For you. About this world a lot, and I cry, and I've seen the films and the eyes. But I'm in this kitchen, everything is beautiful. She is so beautiful, she is so young and old. I look at her, and I see the beauty of the light of music. Voices talking somewhere in the house late spring, and you're drifting off to sleep with your teeth in your mouth. You are here with me. You are here with me. You have been here, and you are everything. Sometimes I feel like I can't even sing. I'm very scared for this world. I'm very scared for me. Eviscerate your memory. Here's the scene. You're in the backseat, laying down the windows, wrap around to the sound of the travel. Such peace and absolute stillness still that doesn't end but slowly drifts into
loosely the greatest thing you've ever seen, and there for you. For you alone, you are the everything. For you alone, you are the everything.
Lovely. I've had the time of my life. I've really enjoyed the show, as always. Thank you so much to Peter and Michelle and Ian and Boz and everybody at Six that helps put the show together. Thank you very much to Beckypedia for her contributions to the show. Thanks to Alan Forrest, John Tuck, Malcolm Parry, Pete Jobson, Peter Spike, and Mary in County Durham, not to forget, of course, Duncan Batley, for their Song for Guy recommendations. And thanks for all your emails, folks. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the Six Music website with abuse any suggestions, paintings for the gallery, all that jazz. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, everyone. Ah, yeah.
Midnight.